Hey everyone, welcome back to the DevOps Lab. I'm Damian Brady, and today we are talking about Azure Static Web Apps with Aaron Powell. It's very cool stuff, don't miss it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the DevOps Lab. I'm Damian Brady, and I'm joined today by Aaron Powell, who is going to talk to us today about Azure Static Web Apps. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show today.
Now, you're actually in Australia, where I am at the moment, but separated by a state border, which is tentatively closed, I think, at the moment.
Yep, it is.
So we're close by, but the good thing is we have these time zones in common, which means that we can talk about this stuff in real time rather than kind of over email and delayed. And Azure Static Web Apps is one of these things that I've been hearing about from you for a little bit. For those of us who don't really know what it is and what it's for, what is it? What's it for?
So Azure Static Web Apps, we launched the preview of it at Ignite earlier this year and have continued building on top of that over the last couple of months. And basically what it is a way to host, well, a static web application. Now, what does that mean, really? Well, if you think about a web application, it could be really boiled down to just CSS, HTML, JavaScript, and images. And we want a way that we can host that kind of content without having to, you know, manage Kubernetes clusters or even something a lot bit more lightweight like platform as a service, like we might get in app service. If we've just got static assets, well, can't we go down this full serverless route? And that's one of the goals with static web apps.
Right. So it's basically, if you're hosting something that's relatively technically simple, it means you don't need a server to run it or an AKS cluster or something. You can just say, here's the static site and run it from there and not have to worry about the details.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've just got static files that you want to be able to serve, and that's what the end user is interacting with, but then combine that with an API that's running in a serverless model, we give you both those features. So if you do need a backend, so say you're talking to a database, pulling out product listings and things like that, well, we do that with Azure Functions, which is part of the Static Web Apps platform.
Okay. So I think probably the best way to get started is actually to show it. Can you show us what this looks like in practice?
Sure. So I'll jump over to the screen share that I've got going. And this is a GitHub template that I've got set up for a React application that uses Create React App to create the UI component of it. And then we've got an Azure Functions API at the back end so that we can use a server-side component.
And so just to be clear, this is React and Node, but that's not the only option that you have, right?
Yes, true. Sorry. I'm just using the React template that I've got here because that's the one that I like to go with. But if you're doing any other kind of JavaScript framework, whether it's Angular or Vue, even static site generators like Gatsby, Vuepress, things like that, we support those. But also if you're not a JavaScript developer and say you want to build it with Blazor and you want to do a .NET functions backend, you can definitely go down that route. We even support Python functions if you'd prefer to write Python and then have, say, like a JavaScript framework as your front end.
Very cool. Okay. Sorry.
Now, all good. So we'll just create a DevOps Lab demo site here. Create this as a public repository. Now, you can do public or private. It doesn't matter for static web apps. We'll be able to use either. But I'll just make it public so that if people want to grab the demo after watching the video, they can definitely do that. Okay. So that's done. And we're ready to deploy, basically. This is it's a functional starting application. So why don't we go ahead and actually deploy that, and then we'll come back and actually have a look at what's in the application while it's deploying.
Okay.
So over to the Azure portal, and we can search for static web apps, static web apps, and we'll see it there in our list. And we'll click add to create our new one. And we're going to need to provide it with a bit of information just to get started. So static web apps, it's a globally distributed set of content, so your static assets. You don't have to worry about, am I deploying in Australia, but all my users are in the US or whatever that might be. But we do define a region where the functions will reside. So that's why we still ask for a region there. But we also need to create our resource group. So we'll call this DevOps Lab, if I can spell correctly. And we'll give it a name, DevOps Lab Demo. The region, as I said, this is for the Azure Functions, and we'll just check a random one in there. Because this is in preview, there's only the free SKU level available. once that goes GA, I expect that there'll be other options there. But for preview, I'm happy with it being free. I'll just sign into my GitHub account here. Oops, we'll need to grab my password. Let's make sure we don't paste all that everywhere. Yep. no, that's what password managers are for. Yes, okay. Now that we're signed into GitHub, it's going to give you the option to select the organization where our application resides. So this is in my account, but if you're like, it's for your company, you could be in your company's organization. So we'll select me, and then it's pulling back all the repositories, DevOps, lab demo, there it is. And then the branch that we want to deploy from. Now, I've only got one, I've got a dependbot branch that's also in there, but I've got my main branch, that's really where everything's happening. But you could imagine that like if you've got like a release branch where that's what you're deploying to production, you could select that independent from the develop branch or the main branch or whatever else you've got in there. Hmm. Now, the final thing we need to do is tell static web apps, well, how are you actually going to deploy this? It needs to know a bit about the structure of your Git repo. And for that, we have a bunch of build presets. So we'll see that we've got all the frameworks that we have kind of set up presets for, Angular, React, Svelte, Vue, static site generators, or you can customize that. Because this is a React application, we'll select that. And then we just need to say, where is the source code for our web application start? Where is the root of that? And that's going to be at slash in this example, but if you had like a slash web folder, you could specify that there. Mm-hmm. Where does the API itself live? So this is in the API folder. With a React application or a JavaScript application, this is going to be looking for your package.js. Your package.json files. If it's a Blazor and .NET application, it'll be looking for your CS projects or your FS project files. Finally, we have to tell it, well, if you're doing like a build step with React or Angular and pretty much every front-end framework these days, you're doing a build step that generates some static output. Where are we going to find that output relative to where the web application lives? For this application, it's going to expect it to go into a slash build folder. So that's where we have build there at the end. We can also preview the workflow file. We won't do that at the moment, but this is going to set up a GitHub Actions for us. We'll have a look at that once it actually deploys. Let's click review and create, and then we'll go ahead and actually build this resource within inside of Azure. So what it's doing while it's creating that resource is a couple of things. First off, it's setting up the essentially a server which we don't have access to. So while it might be seeming serverless, there's still servers involved where our static assets will live, our CSS, HTML, etc. It's also deploying an Azure Functions instance, which will be where our Functions APIs will live. And it's also setting up a deployment stage in GitHub for us. So it's actually going to git commit to our repository. So if I come back over to GitHub here and we'll just reload, we'll see that we now have a GitHub workflows file, a folder, and inside of that we have our workflow file. Let's open that up in code spaces. Oops, I've got a couple of code spaces. We'll delete this one here. Yep, get rid of that. And we'll have a look and we'll kind of poke around in this code base in a moment. But just while that spins up, let's have a look at what we've deployed in Azure. So we can see the information that we've got here. Like here's the URL endpoint for our application. It's running off the main branch. We can jump through to the GitHub Actions. There's our workflow file. We can set configuration information. So this is for our functions backend. So if I'm talking to a Cosmos DB or like table storage or SQL Server or anything like that, put connection strings in here. I get custom domains with static web apps, so I can obviously brand that and put the right domain for the application we're building. This also comes with free SSL, and we don't have to manage SSL renewal, so we get that just kind of out of the box with the resource that we're deploying, the thing in Azure. We have environments. We'll talk about environments in a little bit, but we can see that we have a main environment there that's deploying. And we also have some role management. So this comes with and identities built into it. So identity from Azure AD, GitHub, Twitter, other social providers. So you don't like if you wanted to do a secured application where you have to log in, well, you don't have to do anything other than deploy the application. Like we actually give you all that functionality as well.
Nice.
Okay, so our code space should be ready. There we go. We'll zoom this one in a few. Dismiss all the notifications. And let's have a look at the workflow file. Now, if you've played around with GitHub Actions, this will probably be somewhat familiar to you. If you've used the YAML version of Azure DevOps, again, it's probably fairly understandable what's happening here. What we've got is the workflow is going to be triggered on the branch that we specified when creating the resource in Azure, so the main branch. But obviously, that would change depending on what you selected inside of Azure. And that's either going to run on pull requests or pushes to that branch. And then we've got a couple of jobs. The first job is the build and deploy job, and that will run on pushes or when a push is made to a pull request that wasn't closed. That's just useful to know on the end, because with environments, and like if we create a pull request, it will actually spin up a full staging environment for us. We don't have to pull those changes down, set up our environment locally to review our peers' changes. That's just automatically deployed for us. So if it's not a closed pull request, it will check out the code. It will then build it using the build scripts that are in your repository. So this being a Node application and a JavaScript front end, it will run like npm build in .NET. It would run the .NET restore, .NET build, that sort of stuff. But this is just a GitHub Actions file. So if I wanted to add additional steps, like say I wanted to run some tests, I could easily add that as additional steps along the way. We also have a job down the bottom that will close off any, when a pull request is closed, it will actually tear down our staging environment. Now, we should be able to see that GitHub action run completed. There we go. Excellent. So that's all run completed. If we come over, reload, ta-da, there we go. An application has been deployed. It also has a function that's running behind the scenes that has triggered off here. Which we will see. We have a look into our network tab here in the dev tools, just give it a reload. And we'll see there is a call to API/get message, which is then returned hello static web apps. So this has come from our functions backend that was deployed as part of the application stack.
Wow. There's a lot of stuff there. That's awesome. The few really important things. Number one, like we previously might have moved our static web apps to a server somewhere, living somewhere just by FTP or SFTP or something like that, or God forbid, right click publish from somewhere. But this is actually building a whole pipeline that you can build onto so that it's a really good starting point from a DevOps perspective.
Exactly, yeah. So it gives you the raw stuff to get it into Azure. But if there's other things that you need, yeah, like it's tagging issues for close, or you know, tagging git commits, you know, calling other webhooks, you can totally do that because you have full control. This is just a pipeline that's part of your repository now.
Yeah, which is awesome. It gives you a great kind of grounding for building on later rather than having to reinvent the wheel to get it in there. The other really cool thing was the pull request process. So a pull request will automatically spin up an environment and then deploy to that environment. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So if we just jump back, I actually want to show this in action because I think it's really cool and it's really useful as an example. So I've gone and created a new branch. It's just called changes that we can see in the bottom down there. And let's change the message that's going to be responded with. So it says hello and then just the name that's been passed in. And then this has been updated successfully. We'll say this is a new message. And I'm also going to jump over to the the app.tsx file, and we'll just update our React application a little bit. We'll pop in learn React, and we'll put a smiley face on the end. Really like high value changes that we've got in our application code base here. Yeah. But what we'll do is we'll create them. So we'll add them, we'll commit them, making changes, and we'll push. Oops, dash U, origin.
I do that every time.
And now we'll open this up as a new pull request in a moment. And we'll see what happens with the GitHub action that we've got deployed and the way that Azure Static Web Apps works. So we create our pull request. So with the pull request created, what that's done to GitHub Actions is it's triggered off a new workflow run. So if we just scroll down a little bit, here we go. We can see that the checks have been detected and they're currently being run. Basically, it's executing our workflow. So we'll jump over to the actions. And then we'll see, here we go. It's making changes and it's going to be basically doing what our DevOps pipeline would do for production. It's going to check out the code, it's going to build it, and then it's going to finally deploy it. That means that we can then have that deployed as a staging environment side by side with our production environment. We can then go in, have a look around, see the changes that have been deployed, and verify them against the running infrastructure that we would have our production application on. We don't have to just pull them down locally, test them locally, and be, you know, making sure that they work at least as well as we can determine by reading through the code.
Yeah, that is super useful because it actually gives you a real looking environment to deploy to. And you haven't had to do anything really. You just had your static web app and you told Azure to set up a pipeline for you.
Exactly. Yeah, we just kind of get all of that goodness for free.
That's cool. So this is going to deploy that environment. We'll get a new URL, I guess, to go and look at it in staging. While we're just waiting for that to finish, if people want us to get started with static web apps, where do we go? What's the next steps?
So the best place to go is to the documentation that we've got. There's some links in the show description down below or that will take you through to documentation. And we've got a couple of quick start guides with different JavaScript frameworks and with Blazor, if that's your preferred approach, that will get you up and running and building and deploying your first static web app. We've also got some MS Learn modules. So if you want to build and deploy an application using React, Svelte, like any of the JavaScript frameworks or Blazor, we can walk you through that whole process and actually get one up and running through the Microsoft Learn platform.
Very nice. And then you don't have to worry about using your own resources, even though this is free while it's in preview, right?
Yep, exactly. And yeah, you can get it up and running, you can test it, you can play around with it and just see how powerful it is to be able to do that.
Awesome. We will put those links in the show notes, of course, so you can go and have a look. How's that PR going? Aaron, have we got time to have a quick look?
Unfortunately, because I chucked an emoji into the React file, it didn't like me putting just an emoji in there because I violated some accessibility rules. So the build has actually failed. So we've got proof that we can also fail builds with our pull requests.
And that's actually really good because if we move that static web app directly up to our production site using FTP or something like that, that would have broken in production. So yeah, that's actually a proof of a good process there.
Exactly. And you know, like this kind of stuff, it helps you make sure that you're building applications in the way that is going to be most optimal for all users that are coming to your site.
Awesome. Oh, look, thank you so much for walking us through that. I imagine this is going to be a super popular feature of Azure and makes me happy because it's building a pipeline. It's getting everybody started in the right spot. So, thank you for joining me on the show. And for everybody watching, stay tuned for another DevOps Lab soon.
Thanks for having me on.